Right now in this nation, we have a battle that's raging right now. It's been brewing for a long time. It's a battle of truth over fiction. And nothing really illustrates that more effectively than Representative Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania on the House floor Wednesday night, just mere hours after the Capitol was under siege. And he calls the Republican election fraud objectors liars. Have a listen to this.
We know that that attack today, it didn't materialize out of nowhere. It was inspired by lies, the same lies that you're hearing in this room tonight. And the members who are repeating those lies should be ashamed of themselves. Their constituents should be ashamed of them. And we know what's going to happen as soon as I walk away, what's happened all night tonight, what will continue to happen. They will take these same symbols, these same concepts, they'll smuggle them into their arguments, they'll make the same arguments. And I want people at home, anyone who is still watching, to know these arguments are not for them, they're for you. None of the evidence we wanted to discuss here tonight will change their opinions or what they're about to say. But you need to know that's not the end. It's not as if there's nothing we can do because of that, and if there was, I don't think this nation would have made it to almost 250 years. The fact is, Madam Speaker, that at the end of the day, people...
The gentleman will say his point of order.
Yes, ma'am. Point of order, the gentleman said that there were lies on this floor here today, looking over this direction. I ask that those words be taken down. We may have a disagreement on matters, but...
Mr. Land, it's not timely.
So in that clip, you can see that the objection was raised to what Connor said. They wanted to strike the fact that he called them liars from the record. They wanted that struck, and it stayed in the record. And a near fight almost broke out, actually, on the House floor that night. You can't see it because the video is front-facing towards the dais. But behind them, they almost had a full-size brawl on the floor of the House. Have a look at this clip.
It hurts. It hurts them. It hurts this country. It hurts all of us. But the fact is that the people have made this country work by not giving in. Go ahead, shout it out.
Say the gentleman is
true.
Not in order. The gentleman will proceed.
One last thing to say, Madam Speaker, and I thank you for your patience. All people need to know, all they need to know tonight, Madam Speaker.
There'll be order in the House. The gentleman will clear this chamber. Gentleman will proceed.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The truth hurts. But the fact is this. We want this government to work more than they want it to fail. And after everything that's happened today, we want that more than ever. Know that, the people watching at home. We want this government to work. We will make it work. They will not make it fail. Thank you, Madam.
And in that clip, you hear Congressman Connor Lamb say, shout it out. Truth hurts. We want this to work more than we want it to fail. We want it to work more than we want this to fail. And yet, folks, because of the system of permission that we have right now in the media, this enabling system of permission where you have lies that just keep getting repeated all the way down the food chain, the media food chain, it persists and it just keeps continuing. It's an endless loop. I don't mean to pick on Tucker, but he's part of the problem, just like a lot of the other ones out there. He'll say something and it gets repeated and parroted down all the way to the end. He benefits, he gets listeners, he gets ad revenue, the lawmakers pick it up. They're assured that if they repeat the same things. They think it's what their people want to hear, and sometimes it reinforces what they want to hear, but they get reelected, they benefit. And then you've got Donald Trump, who repeats the same thing and originates a lot of the lies, and he's got a following. And not only that, but he's got the following donating to his Save America PAC to the tune of, what, $225 million? So he benefits. It's an endless loop that just keeps building, and it's a permission system that's enabling the media food chain, just lets it happen and lets it happen. And everyone in that system benefits, folks. And Wednesday's taking of the Capitol Hill in the mob scene that erupted there, it just reminds me of that saying that if you just keep repeating the lies long enough, somebody will believe them eventually. Somebody's going to believe it. And they did on Wednesday. We saw that. In the siege of the Capitol, we've got, what, 4 dead, and we've got countless folks that have been injured. But it really is that simple, folks. I mean, it's really that simple. It's a battle for the truth that's being waged right now. And on one side, you've got people that believe the election was fair and accurate. And on the other side, you've got conspiracy theorists who claim that the election had widespread fraud that rose to the level that would have affected the outcome of the entire national election. Truth and fiction. And you've got the fiction despite the fact that in Georgia they counted the ballots 3 times. In Milwaukee, they even counted the ballots, and it ended up providing more votes for Joe Biden at the end of the day. He actually gained more out of that recount. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable what we have to deal with here. The truth versus the fiction. And on one side, you've got the deceivers with their fiction. And then on the other side, you've got the people trying to get the truth out on the other. Truth versus fiction. And folks, just look back over the past 4 years and just how much of what Donald Trump has said literally comes down to truth versus fiction. I mean, it's not a fight here between Democrats and Republicans. It's far from it. It's clearly not a fight between Democrats and Republicans or rhinos and MAGA loyalists. At its very core, this is a fight that's over truth versus fiction. And I think, folks, that we're seeing the battle lines drawn here with people that are resigning from the Trump administration, and probably more to come, that they're either for truth or they're against it. The battle lines have been drawn.